protector. Better on him, kid, Mr. Messer. Falling pop, I don't always live from the pressure. Too hot for TV, for cheesy. Too many wanna be Harvey, easy. It's all in together, going all out together. It don't take much to
It's please. Time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? It's your friendly neighborhood combat sports writer, content creator, as the kids say nowadays. Obviously not in a cage, interviewing cage fighters, interviewing boxers from the Sweet Science. And the next guest, I've had the pleasure of seeing this man do his handiwork before the bright lights. In the gym, he's wonderful with distance, beautiful punches, and this man lives that samurai lifestyle. You can tell that he doesn't gain 30 pounds when the fight ends. He's always focused on what's next, and I really respect that. Follow him on Instagram. We'll see if he has OnlyFans or Twitter or something.
Instagram it.
At Wendy Toussaint,
yep.
Underscore at the end, the Haitian firefighter himself, fighting this Friday, February 23rd, day after my birthday, so I'll appreciate the birthday gift when you put on the victory.
Thank you. Oh, definitely.
Yep. How you feeling, Mr. Toussaint?
Feeling good. The camp was good. I feel very strong. I can't wait to put it on the show.
People are going to think that this interview happened maybe like 45 minutes after your workout. This is like literally 5 minutes. You're not even sweating.
Well,
talk to me about your strength, your conditioning, your training regimen.
I mean, you know, I training every day, and you know, I stay in very good shape. Sometimes you may see me like I'm not, you know, feel like not training, but I've been training. So, but I feel good. The training was good. Everything was good. The sparring, everything is good.
Do you enjoy every aspect of fighting? The off season where you kind of build your tools, the training itself when you get a fight announced, watching the fights, breaking down film. What's your favorite part of being a professional boxer?
Stay in shape. You know, I like to watch a lot of fighting. You know, old fighting, but for me, it's all about staying in shape. When you stay in shape, you stay motivated, and this is the key for me.
That's right. No distractions, no women, no kids yet.
Nah, not yet. No Mary, no woman, none.
Amazing. Money. Amazing. And again, this Friday, February 23rd at the Paramount, Huntington, New York. Get your tickets in an amazing local venue for amazing athletes, pro fighters like Mr. Toussaint. Talk to me about your opponent, and if you can help me with the pronunciation, Mpanda Kalunga.
I swear to God, I can't even say his name. You can call him like that, but that's fine. I know he's from Canada. You know, he very strong opponent. You know, and you know, I got everything on the line right now. So, I know he's gonna try to take my belt. He's gonna try, but you know, I respect him as a fighter. But I mean, I'm coming to do damage. You know, I'm ready.
You mentioned your belt, the WBA Continental Championship. Yeah, man, he's coming for you. On the website for Star Boxing, says he's speedy, he's precise, says Wendy's ferocious and coming to put on a fire. Hopefully you don't set off the fire alarms in the Paramount. Talk to me about his style and why your style will come out on top this Friday.
I mean, I know you like to move, stay tactical, technique, you know, and this is not new for me to see an opponent like that, you know. But I know as long as the round keep going, I'm gonna figure him out. I will get him. I can see the vision right now. You know, he's gonna move. I know that. You know, I've been through this type of stuff. This is not new for me. You know, and you know, and when I start to land some shot on him, and everything gonna start to be in my way.
And 10 rounds, right?
Yeah.
So the plan is just drain him, right? Catch 7, 8, 9, something like that.
Yeah, make him feel uncomfortable. You know, he take him and bring him to the ocean, like very, very deep water, to see what is it about. You know, this is boxing. You know, so let's see if he can handle it.
Those are big words, very confident words. Where does this confidence come from?
Like I said, stay consistent, training hard, and when you're training hard and dedication, so you know what you can do already. And I've been testing myself. So, and the world, I'm gonna say, know a little bit so about me. So that's give me a lot of motivation. I'm ready.
You're very modest. I love it. I track to the modest warriors, not necessarily the people who, unless you have a fur coat and leather pants and you're going to pull that out in the future. No, but I respect the humble warriors. Can't deny your name, Haitian Fire.
Haitian Fire. Yeah.
Since you were a boy, I assume in Haiti, were you always had this dream of fighting on big stages?
Well, I never dreamed to be a fighter. You know, it was like, you know, my cousin introduced me to this sport, and since I started training, I like it, so I never stopped. But it was not something that I know I want really now. But when I start doing it, I love it, and that was working for me.
It's working well, man.
Yeah.
What are some future goals that you have?
Make a lot of money. Get a lot of money. And then, you know, when you get the money, you can set up things. You get all this vision. You know what to do. But right now, you just get the money.
Do you see yourself always being a part of boxing?
I love the sport, you know. I love the sport. And I think later on, I can help just the youngest generation, you know, training part and how to be of themselves. Because it's good to be good inside the ring, but outside is another world. So you have to know how to deal with that too, because there's a lot of distraction. Trust me, it's not easy. But there's a lot of things that can mess you up outside. Trust me. And this is where things get tough.
I believe you, man. Is that like something that you strive for? That like you see the young kids, you can't hide on a screen when you come into the boxing gym. You can't tweet. You can't Instagram and talk crap behind the screen. And I feel that's why it's beautiful, your personality, your style, in this age, man. It's crazy we're in with these little kids just talking. I'm happy that McGregor lost to the Khabib because he talks so much in that, and now he's humble.
Yeah,
have you found yourself gravitating to the youth, maybe the teenagers that step into heavy hitters in Ronkonkoma, New York? Have you found yourself maybe putting an arm over their shoulder and talking to them about maybe not even boxing, but about life?
I don't talk with them a lot, but they watching my Facebook, my Instagram. They know. I mean, and this is why the social media is good too. People can see how you behave yourself. You know what you do. You know, your training, your style. So they see that I am a very person that training, and this is my life. This is what I do. So I know they learn from that. If I was doing something crazy, they will see too. But they see I'm still training. Listen, I'm just coming from a fight, and I'm coming back again. So they know I'm active. They know I'm training hard. They know I take care of myself, my body, you know, stuff like that. So I know they're watching me.
Perfect. There's leadership through that. Lead by example. Yeah. There was an old Mets player, Carlos Beltran. Everybody questioned him because he wasn't the loudest in the locker room. But he led by example, worked hard every day. And I've seen you, man, in person. I didn't even know you, but I was like, oh, there's this young guy who's training. I go, he's got a future in this. And then all of a sudden you take off your hoodie and I'm like, oh my God, the best guy in the gym is the guy who's putting in the most work. I respect that. Thank and there's you. Leadership in
thank
that.
Thank you.
So talk to me about some of the sponsors, people who you want to give a shout out to.
I got a great sponsor. I got Polofino from Fitness, KO Floor, Stakini, Pancho Villa, Vortex, Hozio, Scope Precision, LL Camera, Autoland, All With The Tires.
Shout outs to those sponsors. Check them out. I know some of those sponsors personally. They are worth the wait. Invest in them. Wendy, the final thing. What's your prediction for this Friday, February 23rd, Star Boxing?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop him. You know, I'm gonna stop him. That's gonna be, I don't know exactly which round, but I'm gonna stop him. I'm gonna stop him.
You better do it. It's for my birthday.
There we go. I'm gonna stop him.
I appreciate Wendy.
Thank you.
Good luck to you in this fight.
Thank you.
And good luck to you in your future endeavors.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. One slice.
Did you hydrate? Good. Get ready for another round inside the Octagon.
What's up, everybody? Back with another interview, another fighter killing it. February 23rd, Star Boxing, obviously, under the beautiful hoods of heavy hitters, Ronkonkoma, New York. If you guys are looking for some deliciously sweet signs, check it out. Heavy hitters, Ronkonkoma, world champion, Joe Smith, trained here. Oh, my God. A law-abiding police officer who's also killing in the ring. Alex Vargas is training here. But right now, we're focusing on Frankie Magic, double underscore. Get it correct. Frankie Monaco, get that correct. Very simple. Frankie, I expect Magic February 23rd. How you feeling, brother?
I feel great, you know, in fantastic shape. My coaches, Kevin, and everybody else has done a great job. Sparring's been going good. Been getting great rounds, and yeah, I'm ready to put on a show for everyone February 23rd. Come check us out.
And shout outs to Coach K, of course.
Yeah, you know, he's the guy that gets us going. So shout out Kevin Cesarios, you know, KO Flores. That's my guy right there.
I walked in here. I was ready to do up downs and start hitting the back. I was like, oh, I was like, was I supposed to bring my shorts? No, I appreciate the motivation.
Yeah, he has a way of getting you going, getting you up off the couch for sure.
Now, how are you going to get going February 23rd? Talk to me about your favorite aspects of your game that you look to apply Friday, February 23rd.
I don't want to talk too much about what I'm going to do, but, you know, I look to use my speed and my punching ability and my elusiveness and my conditioning just to come away with the W, you know, whatever it takes. You know, if we got to knock him out, we'll knock him out. If we got to box him to a decision, we'll box him to a decision. You know, I look to go in there and inflict pain and break him down, and the knockout comes, it comes. If it doesn't, he's going to get beat up for four rounds.
Yeah, and I believe that. I believe you're going to sprint the four rounds. Mentioned before with Wendy living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
My brother, you're a gym, is a co-owner, would be the correct title?
Yeah.
Gym co-owner. You have to be fit for clients.
You have to
have high energy. You got to be up early. I don't care how many espressos it takes. You got to be in shape.
Because they wear you out, man. More ways than one. You know, my clients out there that are watching this right now, you know who you are. You know.
Amazing. I'm sure your strength and condition is just off the charts. And
yeah.
Your partner at your gym is a former football player. Do you guys have trade secrets? Does he give you like flipping tire secrets? Are you teaching him feedback techniques?
We both kind of trade secrets here and there, you know, because, you know, he got in the boxing after I did. So I help him out with that stuff. But he's very good with the people aspect, too, of like the training. And he's just great. You know, it's fantastic.
Again, we're being joined by at Frankie Magic, double underscore. He definitely has a Call of Duty handle. The double underscore is the nerd of nerds. And I respect it. That means your mind is always thinking, probably playing chess all the time.
All the time. It's a chess match, boxing.
To be a coach, to be a co-owner of a gym, you have to, I've heard, you know something the best if you can teach it. You know, some fighters, they like to give back to the sport by teaching. I'm just assuming this means your brain is on another level.
You know what? Being a coach also, it helps me become a better fighter because I learn and see faults in other people, and it's like, oh, that's something that's very vital that you need to work on. Even at the highest pro level, you know, because the basics is what win fights. If you can't get the basics down, you know, you're not going to go anywhere.
100%. Talk to me about your opponent. He's Philly born. We all know about the Rocky, but I feel like you're going to be the Rocky on Friday night, February 3rd, Paramount, New York. I'm going to try his name, Levon. You guys have like the toughest opponents with the names.
Yeah, I don't really know how to say his name. But
lots of pizza we settled on, but lot of soup pizza. I don't know if that's Georgian or Eastern European.
I think he's Georgian. But you know, listen, I've seen him fight a couple of times. He's got a very European style. I don't want to say too much about him. But listen, you know, we have a game plan. We're going to stick to it. And he's going to have to fight our fight, and that's pretty much it.
Amazing. Is this like, you got a lot of people coming?
Frankie Magic? Yeah, I'm actually...
I feel like you're a people person.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of friends. You know, my friends love me. But for the most part, man, I'm like kind of like a hermit. I just like go to the gym, go to work, and come home, and that's it, man. That's like it's just like you said, it's the lifestyle that we live. You know, you can't be out like partying or... out late, so Yeah, man. You know, like my friends, when I do get to see them, it's always great times. You know, I'm actually dedicating the fight to one of my friends who just passed away.
Sorry to hear.
It's okay. Thank you. Justin Lee and his family. The shout out, okay, the brand. You know, his brand. It's all over the place. But yeah, so I'm looking to put on a very special performance for him and his family.
You know you're winning, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it.
You've seen it when he talked about visualization. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night like you can feel it? Like
Yeah, for sure. Listen, man, I have visions in my head of how it's going to go down. You know, just like all the fights, you know, you have visions in your head and, you know, they may not all come true, but a lot of them do come true. And listen, I'm ready for anything he's got, you know, and that's it. We're ready to go.
I believe a lot of people put on social media, and I'm from the MMA world, the whole like putting it out there, manifesting things. But there's a whole thing that people are forgetting. Work your ass off.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, McGregor's cool on the pressers, but you weren't there in the training sessions, the sweat, the pains, the bumps and the bruises that he added during his training. It's like, yeah, it's pretty. You see on the outside, but I'm sure you have big visions. You're a freaking gym owner. You're a young cat.
Yeah.
If you tell me you're over 30, I don't believe you.
No comment on that one.
Where does this freaking work ethic come from? I know Long Islanders, man, we hold it down for the work ethic, but is this your pops, your mom, brother?
You know what? My mom and dad have worked really hard to give me and my sister like a beautiful life growing up. So kind of in the sense that I want to work hard to make them happy and prove to them that like it rubbed off on us. But also at the same time, it's like boxing is one of those sports. Like you said, a lot of people don't see the work. You know, they just see what's under the lights that night. So listen, if you ain't working when it's dark out or when people aren't around, you're going to get exposed under the lights, you know. So I work very hard to have good experiences in the ring, work very hard for the people that believe in me, like Kevin and Wendy and everybody here at Heavy Hitters. So, you know, you kind of got to do it for them, but I do it for me too.
What's the secret, man? You talk about working when it's dark out. I went to the gym on a Sunday to just like get away from the wife and the kid,
yeah,
burn some calories. You were in there putting in the work. You didn't know me. I didn't know you. You're a gracious human being, man. I really appreciate the time. Brief conversation. You remember me. I'm very impressive. But it's like, what's the secret to that? Is it recovery? Is
Last
it being
steroids.
Diligent?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
I'm trying to be more disciplined, so I'm asking.
You know what it is?
You're successful.
Trying to be. You know what it is? Boxing, it's a very brutal sport and it's very taxing on the body. So you got to train hard, but at the same time, you got to train smart. You know, you can't go 100 miles per hour every day because you're never going to make it to the fight. You're going to fall apart. And the idea is to take it to the fight, don't take it to the gym. So you have days that you go 100 miles per hour, but you have days that it's like, all right, we're going to take it a little, not easier today, but we're going to work more on technique. We're not going to kill ourselves.
Is that Coach K? Is that yourself?
I mean, he's great at like managing us and listening to us and how we feel and putting together, you know, the right week of training. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to listen to our body. You know, there's days where it's like, all right, we got to do 10 rounds today sparring. And it's like, yeah, I don't think, like, I know my motor's built for it, but I don't think my body is going to be good after the 10 rounds. Like, I'm going to be hurting and it's going to set me back. So you got to kind of be smart and efficient with your training.
That's genius, because my introduction to that was hearing Bomac and Terrence Crawford. And it's like the ego of the fighter is what drives you to be successful, but it's like that same thing that could be detrimental. And the fact that it may be the hardest thing in the world to like listen to your body and be like, maybe not 10 or maybe it's 4 or 6 rounds. And I respect that, man. That takes a, like I said,
yeah.
How did I know this? Very cerebral fighter.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. If you go off your ego, you're not gonna last. You know, I mean, every fighter has like a little bit of ego. Everybody's got a little bit of ego, but you gotta at times put your ego aside and, you know, listen to your body. You know, I would love to say, yeah, I'm like Superman, I got ass on my chest, but that's just not realistic. Nobody's like that. Everybody's human. You bleed, I bleed, everybody bleeds. You know, and that's how you gotta think when you fight a guy. You know, he's human too. He gets tired just like I do. He gets hurt just like I can. So.
You do any of this crazy recovery stuff? Cold plunges? You try that yet?
I do cold plunges.
How is it?
You know what? The first minute, it's a little tough. and you're breathing, your heart rate kind of gets up because it's such a shock to the body. But after the first minute, I'm in there for like 8-10 minutes. Yeah, I'm watching the Knicks or the Islanders.
Let's go Knicks.
For periods, yeah. Shout out the Knicks.
What's your prediction for the Knicks?
For this year?
We're going conference final at least, right? We have
man,
to.
You know what? They look so good, and they made some good moves. Yeah, I think the sky's the limit for them this year, man. If it's not this year, next year. But, yeah, conference finals at least, for sure.
Again, I appreciate the time. Just a couple more. Follow Frankie.
Yeah, take your time.
Monaco on Instagram, at FrankieMagic, double underscore. You're already successful, even though you're modest. I appreciate that. Talk to me about some of your future endeavors, future fight plans. What do you have planned for the future?
Well, I'm actually going to go into the FDNY. So I plan on starting the academy early April something. So I know the Paramount has a card May that I may not be on. But who knows? You know, the right opponents.
They have a boxing team too.
They do.
Lead the charge.
They're an amateur team, so it'd be tough for me to compete for them. But I'm sure I could like work out with them and stuff. But you know, it's going to be very tough because the academy's 5 days a week, so it's going to be very tough for me to be training the way I do now. But you know, you never know. Where there's a will, there's a way. I always find time. So
amazing. My mother's the only other person who says that. Where there's a will, there's a way. Dude, God bless you, man. Yeah. Protecting and serving locally. Family members on law enforcement or firefighters?
No, my grandfather's brother was FDNY for a little bit, but that's it. Yeah.
Talk to me about some of your sponsors who make these fights possible.
So I want to give a special shout out to my coach Kevin Zarharis and KO Flores. I want to give a special shout out to Strong Island Styles. You know, making sure I look pretty for the fight. St. Rocco's Bakery in Glen Cove. If you want breakfast, lunch, or just some sweet treats or coffee, check them out. Firm Athletics and Lost Boys, as well as Breadwinners Boxing.
Final thing, prediction for the fight. This Friday, February 23rd, Star Boxing.
Just a W, you know, come away with the win, with a knockout decision, whatever it takes, you know. We'll see.
And I believe you're winning. I don't gamble, but if I was gamble, I'm putting money on you. Rest in peace, Justin Lee.
Yeah,
you're gonna do phenomenal. Pump for you and your team, man.
Thank you.
Congrats to your successes and congrats on your future
successes. Thank you, man. Same to you.